Welcome back in, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. Appreciate all of you hanging out with us. We power through a Friday. Encourage you to go download all of the shows that you possibly can by searching out my name, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton, Clay and Buck, iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, Google Play. Best month in podcast history in September. We also love all of you listening out there on all 50 states, on 450, I believe it is, plus affiliate stations. Thank you guys for spending your time with us. Joe Biden is talking right now about the dismal job numbers, 194,000 jobs created in the month of September, 10.9 million jobs remain open. Joe Biden's economic policies, one of the primary reasons why his approval rating has now plummeted all the way to 38%, according to the most recent Quinnipiac poll. But yesterday, Biden attempted to give an address on the importance of vaccination. And I want you to listen here to this clip. I shared this on social media and I asked Twitter, hey, will you be pointing out that Joe Biden falsely says here that if you get vaccinated, you can't get or spread COVID. That is a lie. We know that many people who are vaccinated are getting and spreading COVID. If you haven't heard this, first of all, it's an embarrassment. The man can't read off of a teleprompter at all, but also he's spreading falsehood. Listen.
My administration is now requiring federal workers to be vaccinated. We've also required federal contractors to be vaccinated. If you have a contract with the federal government working for the federal government, you have to be vaccinated. We're requiring active duty military to be vaccinated. We're making sure healthcare workers are vaccinated, because if you seek care at a healthcare facility, you should have the certainty that the people providing that care are protected from COVID and cannot spread it to you.
That's a lie. It's a straight up lie that he said, if you need health care, you should have a certainty that the people who are serving you are not going to spread COVID to you. That's a lie. Vaccination doesn't stop that from happening. Buck, I asked Twitter, won't surprise you, hey, are you going to label this misinformation? Are you going to label this falsehood, as they do so regularly? They didn't do anything.
Of course. But it also goes to a foundational lie of the entire Democrat COVID response and the apparatus that has been implementing it now for 18 months. And that is that they can create any aspect of this that is risk-free, where they can take away any possibility of you getting sick and dying from COVID. That's never going to happen. They have created completely unrealistic expectations. The vaccines created unrealistic expectations for people. They should have known. They did not know, or they lied to us. Those are the only options. But they should have known that these vaccines were going to be far less durable. And let's be honest, less effect. They keep saying, oh, they're super high effectiveness for a few months. Okay.
Yes.
That's not what everyone in the beginning thought they were signing up for. Now, again, for a lot of people, the vaccines are a good idea. We say it till we're blue in the face here, right? If you're at high risk, you're over 65, or if you just want it, go get it. Fine. But the reality here is the Biden administration is now using COVID as a rhetorical crutch all the time. On the one hand, they're beating us over the head with the crutch. Do what we say or else we'll fire you, or, you know, if you don't get the shot. But on the other hand, when we say, all right, so you've had your way, Biden administration, we're now 9 months in, and the best that Joe Biden could do, we're sitting here watching before we came back on air live. Biden is muttering about Europe and wind and solar, and it's the same stupid speech that he's been giving for like the last 20 years. And we're supposed to just assume that because he says things aren't as bad as everybody who's paying attention thinks they are, that there's something we don't know?
It's so infuriating to me, because you know what the response of the 194,000 jobs is going to be. Everything for Joe Biden and the Biden administration is a function of the unvaccinated. Doesn't matter what happens, the unvaccinated is the reason, if it's happening in the United States, that bad numbers are occurring, right? Even though we know from just looking at basic data, and we'll talk with Alex Berenson some about this in a little bit less than an hour when he joins us for the latest deep dive into what the data is telling us. Buck, he's lying. There's a huge percentage of Americans out there who legitimately believe that if you get the COVID vaccine, you can never die from COVID. You can't spread it, right? Because of stories like that, which are 100% false.
And then you have the other people who get the shot and insist that everyone else must be mandated to get the shot because they won't say this out loud, but they actually don't believe that it will protect them enough.
Yes.
Right? So it's one or the other because it's not actually rooted in the data. It's rooted in the perception that people have. I mean, I think you tweeted it out. Matt Walsh over at the Daily Wire did too. The statistics on, and we've talked about it a million times, we don't have to go into the specific numbers again, but that there are parents, all you really have to know is that there are parents in this country who are truly worried that their children
will die
from COVID shows you that there is a failure, a top-down failure of Fauciism to speak the truth and to get proper messaging out to the American people, because not a single parent in America should be living in terror of their 5-year-old or their 10-year-old getting COVID. It's completely irrational. It's like living in fear of getting struck by lightning while you're indoors. It could happen. No one should be worried about it.
I do think we should keep hammering this, because I would encourage everybody out there listening to us to help us spread the word of sanity around the country. I shared a data point that is important. The percentage. Look, I wish no kids ever died, right? I wish there was. Let me just get this straight.
Yeah, we all know. We can assume. We know. No one wants anyone's kids to die.
Every single kid's death is a tragedy, right? But there have been over 50,000 kids die since last year, 2020, now all the way up to October of 2021. Over 50,000 kids have died. That's awful. Under 18. Less than 1% of those people have died with COVID. Not from it, Buck, because almost all of these kids have severe issues. Less than 1% of the cause of death in this country for kids under 18 has been with COVID.
So here's the problem, I think, Clay. The people that are listening to this, they know, right?
Yeah.
And the people who won't listen, I don't mean listen to the show, although of course they should, but won't listen to reason or to facts here, the only thing that will change their mind is when the high priest of Fauciism, Dr. Fauci, or some of the others around him, when MSNBC, when CNN tells people, okay, now it's safe for your kids. That's the only thing that will change. It doesn't matter what the numbers are. It doesn't matter what the published data is, because that is the power of the propaganda that we're up against. And as we've discussed, I think a lot of it was unleashed not only in a way that was dishonest, but recklessly on the American people, just because creating maximum misery and fear was the strategy for defeating Donald Trump in 2020.
That's right.
Orange man so bad that burning the country down in order to save it was the trade-off that the Democrats were willing to make. And we are still living in the ashes of that decision.
I think that's 100% correct. But here's the real embarrassment that I want to build on that you just said, Buck. How does Dr. Fauci get out of bed in the morning? I mean this honestly. If you know that there are a massive number of American parents out there and their kids who are fearful because they believe their parents, Buck, I couldn't get out of bed in the morning if I were Dr. Fauci, being as dishonest as he is. Now, I'm not even talking about any other group of the population. The fact that, I think you're right, most of our audience knows that kids aren't in danger from COVID, but the fact that anyone out there believes that their kids are in danger from COVID, think about the mental health that has been extinguished for so many young children. I mean, this is what we talk about. We see young kids in these masks. I feel so bad because I think about how miserable the last 18 months of their life must be living with parents who have convinced them that they are in mortal peril every day of dying with COVID.
To really understand the costs of Fauciism, the lockdowns, and the wrongness, we have to understand that while there are some places, Wuhan, China, right, Australia, where they actually create, in essence, a physical prison for people as a result of COVID, this country has been suffering through a mental prison of sorts. We have been confined in our beliefs about how much we can see loved ones. Can we go to church? Can we live our lives? The psychological anguish, unnecessary anguish, or excessive anguish that we've been put through as a result of people who are either irrational or just using this for their own power, using this to control us. You think about the lesson that they're all taking. I mean, Biden says it himself. Here's Biden saying that, Clay, the vaccine mandate that United Airlines is doing and others just shows how great vaccine mandates are.
These requirements work. And as the Business Roundtable and others told me when I announced the first requirement, that encouraged businesses to feel they could come in and demand the same thing of their employees. More people are getting vaccinated. More lives are being saved. Let's be clear. When you see headlines and reports of mass firings and hundreds of people losing their jobs, look at the bigger story. I've spoken with Scott Kirby, CEO of United Airlines, who's here today. United went from 59% of their employees to 99% of their employees in less than 2 months after implementing the requirement. 99%.
Turns out, you know, during a carjacking, somebody is likely to give up their car when presented with the alternative of, you know, your car or your life. I mean, in this case, you know, it's the shot or your job.
Yes.
Yes, that does work, so to speak.
Yeah, just like a robbery works. I mean, imagine if Joe Biden got up there and he said, you know, I used to be poor. And then I realized that if I took a gun and I walked up to a stranger and I said, give me all your money, they give you all your money. It's amazing how well robberies work. Well, yeah, if you give people no option other than unemployment, most people are going to pick unemployment.
And can I just say one thing?
Or pick employment,
Based on the logic that Biden and the others use here, which is we had to mandate the shots because we had to save lives. We're saving lives with these mandates. That's what he is clearly saying. That is what. Why didn't they mandate them right away? Why did they wait for so many lives to be lost for so many months, pretending that maybe there was a balance to be struck here? Maybe it wasn't as simple as just, we make you get this needle in your arm or else you're a murderer. Shouldn't by their own logic, they be accountable for all those months they were too cowardly? Too cowardly to mandate what should have been done right away, right? When you apply the way they're arguing now to what they were saying in January, February, you see that they are frauds. Frauds.
I want to keep coming back to, I don't know how that Dr. Fauci gets out of bed. Because if I was helping to engender that much fear that is unnecessary in so many parents about the thing that they care about the most, which is their kids, the fact that people really believe kids are in danger here is an utter failure, and I legitimately question how Fauci can get out of bed.
He gets out of bed very slowly because he doesn't want to, you know, his legs swing on the side of the bed because he's a little tyrant smurf.
This is a perfect image, by the way. Our buddy Mike Lindell, he's at MyPillow. They have hooked us up with an incredible amount of products. Products like towel sets, slippers, robes, mattress toppers, Giza sheets, many more. Mike Lindell help you get a great night's sleep. The sheets are made from the world's best cotton Giza, ultra soft, breathable, also extremely durable with a luxurious finish and available in multiple colors, styles, and sheets. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free offer, promo code Clay and Buck. Buck, it's incredible. We love them. How can people get their own Giza dream sheets?
So easy. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener specials to get the Giza dream sheets. Buy one, get one free with code Clay and Buck. Clay, you know, they have a travel pillow. We're going to get you hooked up. You do a lot of traveling. I do a little traveling. We've got to get you hooked up with it. Go to
MyPillow. I need it for the road, no doubt.
You know what I mean? I want to travel. I'm going to keep one here in the studio. MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener specials. You'll get the Giza dream sheets, buy one, get one free with code Clay and Buck, or just call this number, 800-792-3269. That's 800-792-3269.
Clay and Buck, inspired by Rush, the next generation, because it's just too important on the EIB network.
Welcome back to Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show. Thanks, everybody, for being here with us. Open line Friday in effect, 800-282-2882. 800-282-2882. So funny to see the dueling chyrons, you know, the text at the bottom of the news screen. On Fox, it was, on CNN, it was disappointing jobs report. And on Fox, it was dismal. I think dismal is a... a better description, but we wanted to get some of your calls here because it is open line Friday. Remember, we do have Alex Berenson joining us at 2:05 Eastern. We will talk to him about all the latest on COVID, the numbers, the data out of the UK and Israel. I just want to know, I'll tell you this, Clay, before we get to the calls, I feel like I've had a gut instinct, and I haven't always, like, I've been right, masks are crap and the policies are stupid, as have you. Like, we've known some things all along,
yes.
Right? But, you know, Delta spread more than I thought it would in the summer. I didn't think it'd be as bad as it was. So I've, you know, there've been some times where my gut instinct wasn't entirely. I feel like the winter COVID thing could go, in terms of cases and hospitalizations, could either be kind of a, you know, moderate winter or could be a big problem. I don't know. I go either way.
I kind of feel the same way. And I mean, that's being honest, right? Because if you look at last winter, it was a disaster, right? For anybody out there, it was massive, the highest peaks, all of those things. And I started looking at the data on Delta. And that's one reason, by the way, we want to talk to Alex Berenson, because he's been looking at the data and been so right about where the data is taking us. Back in the summer when we had him on and everybody was like, oh, this is the greatest summer ever, COVID's going away. He's like, no. Look at the data out of Israel and England, where they're ahead of us with vaccination. It's not going away. In fact, things may get worse. I don't know what to forecast now.
I don't even have, if I have a gut instinct, I'll come on for whatever that's worth and I'll share it about, you know, what I think. But I really don't know. So we'll talk to Alex about that in a little bit. Mark in Iowa. Welcome, sir.
Hey, Clay, Buck, how you doing?
We're good, man. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, betcha. Thanks for carrying on the torch.
We're trying.
I'm over 65, self-employed contractor. If you hear noise in the background, it is actually the calves in the pen next to me, bellowing. On the work issues, the work numbers, employment, I can quit any time. I started paying my contractor's insurance quarterly after the elections, and everybody's quitting. Everybody.
Why is everybody quitting, Mark?
And where are they going? When they quit, what are you seeing them do? What are they quitting for?
Some are just plain quitting. Others can take sideline jobs. The Casey's store closes anywhere from 4 to 7 o'clock in our town. There's so many job openings. Farmers need help. And we're tired of the shortages. We're tired of the hassle. I gave up on hiring anybody years ago because you can't hire any decent help.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mark, we're hearing this from people. I mean, Clay, you know, you run a business, but I know from small business owners across the country, they're having a tough time getting people to work. I worry that what we've really seen is COVID has become a trial run in a lot of people's minds for universal basic income.
Oh, I don't think there's any doubt. I mean, in many ways, that's what the Democrats are trying to get pushed through right now.
Let's come back in. We'll take some more calls from all of you. 800-282-2882 in just a moment. You know the name Carnivore Trading by now. I bring them up in conversation a lot. That's because I hear from them literally every day, Monday to Friday. This company has revolutionized how everyday stock market followers like you and me can make money in the market. When you're hosting a radio program for 3 hours in the middle of the day, you don't have the time you want to research stocks. And I know you're super busy too, family, jobs. Well, guess what? Carnivore Trading tells me what stocks are likely to move and why, and they'll do the same for you. They're an elite team of brilliant Wall Street traders. I'm a carnivore, and you can become one as well. You'll receive real-time text alerts of the explosive trades Carnivore is identifying. You can make that trade through your discount broker or pass. Right now, Carnivore invites you to see their explosive trades real-time for free for 2 weeks. Go to GetOurTrades.com, promo code USA. That's GetOurTrades.com, promo code USA. See website for terms and conditions. Past performance, not a guarantee of future earnings.
Buck Sexton on the EIB Network.
Welcome back in, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. Hope all of you are having fantastic Fridays, wherever you may be. By the way, got an offer for you, if you enjoy gambling occasionally. $5 bet on either big boxing match going on, Tyson Fury, Deontay Wilder. $5 bet, you get back $150 if you pick the winner, 30-1, FanDuel.com/Clay. Buck, you ever watch these boxing matches?
I have not watched a boxing match in a little while, but
yes.
I do enjoy a bit of the boxing.
Deontay Wilder and Tyson Fury is a pretty big fight. Going to happen in Vegas. They're going to have full attendance. We haven't really had a big prize fight. The last time they fought was right before COVID, back in February of 20, I think. I bring that up because we have been talking about how to get back to normal and when we're going to start to see some of the restrictions get reined back in. In other words, LA now is saying, hey, you're going to have the COVID vaccine to go to bars and restaurants and gyms and movie theaters and everything else. Well, I got to give credit here. Down in the great state of Louisiana, LSU fans, uniquely all over the South, they were requiring a COVID vaccine or a negative COVID test to go watch the LSU Tigers play. They now, Buck, are rescinding the COVID vaccine mandate and also a requirement of a negative COVID test. This is big news because this is the first time that I can remember that anybody out there has started to dial back the restrictions that they have put in place. And by the way, this is important too, because you won't hear this very many places. The South has seen all over COVID cases plummet since college football, NFL, and high school season started. But Louisiana now, at least as a positive in this context, the number of COVID cases has plummeted to such an extent that Louisiana is right now almost the lowest in the entire country, down with Florida. Buck, the numbers keep going down in Florida. We talked about this the other day. Only Hawaii, California, and Connecticut have a lower COVID rate than Florida right now.
You know what they're saying, right? Instead of admitting that Ron DeSantis was not engaged in mass human sacrifice and wasn't somehow also running policy in Oregon and Alaska and other states that have seen very big surges, they're saying, well, it burned through. You know, his policies were so reckless, and now there's no one left. It's like all the casualties from the battle have already been taken. This is the left's response.
Oh, that's their
instead,
yes.
Right, and that's their argument. Instead of just saying, oh, it's a seasonal virus and it moves through places and it goes after people based upon, at some level, what time of year you're talking about, which is what we already saw happen last year. But, you know, it's amazing, Clay, to watch how Rush, you say the drive-bys?
Yes.
The drive-by attitude, the drive-by action of the media on COVID, I don't know if there's ever been anything else like this. You know,
it's just two weeks.
Forget about what I said a month ago, just 2 weeks, every time with a political agenda behind what they're reporting on, where they're reporting on it. You know, it's crazy.
You would think, based on the way the media covered Florida, that everyone in the state of Florida is dead. Remember that DeSantis ad that we played that was so bad?
It was amazing.
I'm not even kidding. Like, you would think, what percentage of the American public knows that Florida right now has the fourth lowest COVID infection rate in the entire country? And by the way, by the end of the weekend, they might be down to the lowest, right? The way that these numbers are trending down. I think there's hardly anybody that knows that. And again, this is why I get so angry. Because one thing, if people have different opinions, right? Like, there are a lot of people who think that you and I are crazy, Buck. They're crazy themselves, I think, but they hear us and they disagree with some of our opinions. I can respect that, right? But when there's factual data that demonstrates what the truth is, and that is not shared, and it creates way more tumult, when it creates way more stress, when there are parents that are terrified for their kids, and if they just had the real data, they would, I think, be so much more comfortable. The anxiety level. What's the parent thing? Is it Munchausen syndrome? Am I mispronouncing?
Munchausen by proxy. Talking about?
Yeah. And tell me if I'm wrong on this, Buck, because I didn't do my research before I just brought it up. But my understanding of Munchausen syndrome, which I'm probably mispronouncing, is you basically become convinced that your kid is always sick, right? That's a parent that takes, and correct me if I'm wrong on that.
It's a psychological disorder where somebody always thinks that they are, they always pretend to be sick or produce, illness symptoms, say that they're illness symptoms in themselves, right? So it's like the perpetual illness psychological disorder.
And some parents transfer that to their children. That's what I think we're seeing on a mass level all over this country.
I think Fauci has done that to America, essentially.
That's right. He can't. Like, I couldn't get out of bed if I were Fauci right now and I created this.
See, I know, I've known all along who Fauci is because I've experienced that thing where you go to a doctor and there are some doctors out there who are very soda straw in their view. They look at certain things. And if you go in for a checkup, or if you, let's say you have a sports injury, they're just going to tell you, well, you know, you can't run because it'll destroy your knees. You can't lift weights because you'll throw out your back. You can't, you know, they're good on all these things. And you say, yeah, okay, but I'm actually not trying to live in a cocoon my whole life and avoid any injury or, you know, sensory experience. You know, how many times, I mean, you go to the doctor and then they say, you know, avoid red meat. And, you know, they'll ask you, you know, all kinds of questions, cut down on butter, all these things. Okay, doc, thanks. Imagine if instead of you getting advice from a over-anxious doctor you go to see, that person was able to dictate every minute detail of your life. No drinking, no caffeine, no red meat, better get 8 hours. I mean, how many people that you know that work really hard and stuff are getting over 8 hours of sleep a night, by the way? I know very, very few, right? You go through this whole list. Fauci has done that to America with COVID. I mean, Clay, we saw that tweet. It wasn't from Jay Cutler, the sports guy. He talks about how you'll see somebody. I mean,
I need to read that one. You want to read that one to us?
This one was
so well said. You know, it's interesting, Buck, because from a parenting perspective, there's lots of people, and I've even caught myself sometimes saying this phrase, I'll never let anything happen to you, that you're trying to protect your kid. That's the wrong way to phrase things, because if nothing ever happens to your kid, they don't actually live their life, right? And so many people are doing that now.
You can't actually keep that promise. We all know it. But yeah, this was Jay Cutler. This is a great tweet. Watching someone use a small bleach rag to wipe down their entire sitting area on a plane fascinates me. Could watch for hours. We are about to travel in a small metal tube for 2 hours and all breathe on each other for 3 hours. See you at the gate. It's perfect. Clay, I've been out to dinner a few times in New York recently. They always have hand sanitizer at the table.
Yes.
And I just want to look at people and be like, this is doing nothing except smelling bad next to me when people think that they're saving themselves by dousing their hands in hand sanitizer. It does nothing. Well, I mean, even some little things. Why can't little Fauci and the rest of the authoritarians come out and be like, the hand sanitizer's probably a little much, guys. Like, you don't really need it. They give it to you on planes, Clay.
I will say the one takeaway that's a positive is Jay is really funny, first of all. Jay Cutler, we had him on the show, former NFL quarterback. That's a great tweet. He's got a great sense of humor. But he and I text all the time. He's legitimately considering running for the school board because he's so fired up. He's got a lot of young kids, too, over this ridiculous masking requirement. So I will say the one positive of all this insanity is people are fired up about school board elections in my town and in my neighborhood. Like, I've never heard, I didn't even know who I voted for a school board in my life. And now I'm pouring over their biographies like I'm deciding, you know, who's going to be the next teacher for my kid.
There's a bigger conversation here, too. We can come back to this another time because we got every line lit and we got Berenson coming up. This is going to be one of these shows where we got 2 hours left to show in our heads and about 2 minutes left to talk. But,
yeah.
You know, the fact that conservatives and the right thought that it was an okay strategy to essentially cede education to the socialist left. Like, I think everyone's waking up to what have we done?
That's right.
We really thought that there was neutral teaching going on in these schools. People convinced themselves, oh, no, the academy and universities and colleges were full of crazy commies. But, you know, your third grader, they're just teaching the ABCs to or whatever they teach third graders. That's not how it goes, folks.
This is a failure of the right.
It's a major failure of the right.
Oh, I agree. I've never been more fired up about school board elections in my life. I mean, I'm telling you, I'm paying attention to who I'm voting for now.
We'll come back to some of your calls here in a second. We've got a lot up here. We'll get right back to it. But if we've learned anything since 2020, there's nothing quite as important as a powerful immune system. Over 20 years ago, naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black of Texas invented Texas Superfood, Clay. It's amazing. It's the original superfood.
Yeah, it's absolutely fantastic. 55 vine-ripened fruits and veggies, plus probiotic digestive enzymes. You can build your body's defense from the inside out. Dr. Black lets us know your immune system's job is to detect, deflect, and destroy bacteria you come in contact with. It's wise. Texas superfood boosts your immune system better than anything on the market. Your grandma told you to eat your fruits and veggies, but how many people actually do that? That's why Texas superfood will take care of you. If you can't, won't, or don't, eat all your fruits and veggies every day. Texas Superfood was made for you. Start boosting your immune system for under $2 a day. Go to TexasSuperfood.com/clay or call 855-TEXAS-55. That's TexasSuperfood.com/clay, 855-TEXAS-55.
I love this, folks. I'm sorry, I could listen to this all day. This all day because it is so informative and instructive.
Words forever etched into the heart of America. Clay Travis and Buck Sexton, inspired by Rush on the EIB Network.
Thanks for rolling along here with us on the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show. This is Buck in NYC. Clay out in Nashville, Tennessee. Going to be traveling a bit next week. So Clay will be joining us from all over the country. And in the meantime, we want to hear from you. 800-282-2882. That's 800-282-2882. Open line Friday, in effect. We got Gina in the lovely Poconos in Pennsylvania. Hey, Gina.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Thank you.
So I called in to say I was a cardiac rehab nurse for 31 years and had refused to take the shot, refused to call it a vaccine, and have since retired. But before my retirement, the staff was recruiting clerical and or clinical, depending on the background, to be certified nursing assistants to help out the nurses in various departments with 8 hours of training, classroom training, no hands-on training to help out the nurses.
You're saying they're so short staff that they were taking clerical staff, giving them some classroom instruction and be like, now you get to be a nurse?
Exactly.
That doesn't sound safe.
A certified nursing assistant, exactly. And usually it takes about a year to be certified as a nursing assistant with classroom and hands-on training. This is 8 hours on a Saturday or Sunday for the last 2 months.
Can I ask you, Gina, why you're a healthcare professional of over 30 years. Why do you not want to get the shot?
I didn't want to be forced into something, and yeah. I had COVID. I was donating tested regularly for plasma proteins.
I appreciate you letting us know that, Gina, because I think that's the response that a lot of people out there would have. And also, Buck, if you look at the way this is all shaking out, the number of healthcare professionals who are not getting the shot is pretty substantial. And I'll also suggest this for the show, and I know we'll probably slip up some on this, Buck. I almost think we should start calling it the COVID shot now instead of the COVID vaccine, because we call it the flu shot. And the idea of a vaccine to me is like, hey, you're never going to have to worry about getting this disease ever again. To me, this is a COVID shot, not a COVID vaccine.
I mean, I don't know. There's those 6-month polio boosters that we've all been getting for the last, 50 years or whatever. So Nicole in Raleigh, North Carolina. Hey, Nicole, what's going on?
Hi, guys. Super psyched to talk to you.
Thank you.
Oh, thanks, guys. I just wanted to say, I have an 11-year-old daughter, and I know one of you guys have an 11-year-old kid.
Yep.
So, Reader's Digest version, she got her period the other day at school, so sixth grade, and she called me for a pair of pants. She wanted to keep me on the phone. I told her to talk to her woman teacher and ask to go to the nurse's office if she would understand all that. So she's like, all right, I'll keep you on the phone. So I heard everything. I wish I recorded it, but I didn't know how. And the teacher said, my daughter Sawyer is trying to be all quiet about it. She's like, I got my period, whatever. And the teacher said, your period? You got your period? Wait, when I asked you what your gender pronoun was on the first day, you said you didn't know. And, obviously I heard all the other kids, like 20 plus kids in the background, they all started laughing. The teacher was cracking up. And eventually my daughter just said, I don't know what you want me to say, man. I'm born a girl. I'm leaking everywhere, man. And eventually she sent her to the nurse's office. And
thanks for the call. The gender stuff is crazy out there these days. I mean, look, it's very straightforward, folks. The people that tell you
they're boys and girls.
Yes.
They're boys and girls.
Yes. Yeah. Or the fun challenge that a lot of conservatives put out there to the super woke. By the way, Clay, do you know? I'm being serious. What is the new Trudeau used acronym?
Isn't I can't
like
even read it.
2LSSLGBTQ.
It's like when Prince changed his name to an unpronounceable symbol.
RSTWVXYZ. I mean, it goes on and on. It kind of defeats the purpose of an acronym if your acronym is literally 12 to 15 letters long. Like, it's very hard for people to remember that one or know what it stands for.
It's also like when you have a nickname that is longer than your actual name. It's like, no, your nickname should be shorter than your actual name. That's the Trudeau thing is more complicated. Sean in North Carolina, what you got for us?
I just wanted to say something about whether you thought Biden was a success or a failure. I don't really think it matters. I think he's more of like a mascot at this point. And not a coach or a player, but I think the left is moving the ball down the field. I think they are successful. And I think when you say border crisis, I think they say success because ultimately they're trading votes for citizenship. And then also they can keep the COVID numbers up and that they want to keep the lax COVID voting laws.
I think the border to me, we talked about that Quinnipiac poll, overwhelmingly the worst thing for Biden nationwide is the border. And he loses the border, interestingly, even with Hispanic voters by a substantial amount.
It's a huge short-term liability for the Democrats politically, short-term. But remember, they are playing the long-term game. They're trying to structurally alter the voting demographic in this country. They're trying to change who is actually voting over the long term. They want amnesty for, they say, 11, now 12. It's more like 15 or 20 million at least illegal aliens who are in the country. They want them to vote. So they're playing the long game. But we've got Alex Berenson, who also plays the long game when it comes to stats, COVID numbers, all the rest of it. Mr. Berenson, author of Pandemia, his new book, going to tell us, what's it going to be like this winter when it comes to COVID?
You're listening to Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the EIB Network.